Of course they want to be stars. Why wouldn't they? It's the easiest job in the world to be an actor or an actress. Of course everybody wants that one true goal, and that is to be interviewed on Inside the Actor's Studio. They so desperately want to meet and be deified by James Lipton. You guys know that guy, that host of Inside the Act, the most pompous, arrogant failure in history. And it's so sad, man. He's like, he has nothing. All he has is his ability to berate, you know, people that are younger than him, and he's in this position of authority, and he wields it with a mighty actory fist, you know? And he has a show, this obnoxious show where he brings people on, and, you know, and they're fucking movie stars. They're not, like, great actors. It's people like, you know, Julia Roberts, you know? She's not, I mean, nothing against her, but she's not that great. Acting is all pretending. That's all it is. It's the easiest job in the world. Here's what you do. Here's acting, all right? Actors sit, they get fucking millions of dollars. They sit in their beautiful plush trailers with beds and fucking big screen TVs, playing video games, you know, waiting for to get called to set, and they're hanging out on a cell phone, and then, you know, a PA who's getting like $6 an hour comes up and goes, we're ready for you, Mr. Belushi. Yeah, fuck you! You know, and then they come down and they hold an umbrella lest a raindrop touch your precious little head, and they give you hovercraft boots so you can, you know, not touch the ground, and angels sprink gold on you, and they get you, you know. What would you like? Would you like a certain kind of tea? That kind of tea that you can only get in Tibet, and I'll fly over there right now and get it for you? Yes, sir. You know, and then, you know, they get on the set, and then the directors go, okay, second team out, first team in. Second team does all the hard work. They're the people who look like you and dress like you, and they sit there for an hour while they light and everything, and then first team goes in. It's all pretending. That's all you do. And then they go, okay, and action. I'm so ashamed. And cut. Okay, I'll be in my trailer. Good, great. You know, that's it. That's the great actress, you know. And then fucking, you know, James Lipton, you know, has this ridiculous show where he just, you know, kisses everybody's ass. And I'm glad it's being taped at least so that alien cultures 10,000 years from now will be able to say, we have found him, the greatest ass kiss in history. Ha ha, you owe me 50 Shemblex, Romulet. All right, yeah. That's a made-up alien, but see, they still use the DECA system. All right. So James Lipton. Now, here's a story about James Lipton. I was at the Cable Ace Awards, which is, it's just lame. It's the dumbest award ever. It's the most unnecessary, ridiculous award. If the world's greatest grandpa was a real award, maybe that would be a little bit dumber. But this is one of the dumbest. So I'm there. I'm there with Bob Odenkirk, and we're there to present this award. And James Lipton's there, and he wins his award for best cable host. Big fucking deal, whatever. He gets up there, and this is his moment to shine. And he starts giving a speech, and he starts losing it, for real. He starts breaking down, like losing his shit in this real over-emotive, actory way. It's embarrassing, man. And, you know, I'm like, Bob, check this out, man. Oh, God, he's up there. He's got his ID, you know, his little index cards, and he's going, and, you know, I thank you all for recognizing my brilliance and allowing me, James Lipton, to interview the great actresses like Meg Ryan and her orgasmic turn in When Harry Met Sally. Clearly one of the greatest, most wonderful, funniest scenes in the last 10 years of history, if not the funniest. Brian, do not argue with me on this. We've had this discussion before, and you are out of the class! No, but he goes up, and he starts doing, so he's doing his speech, and he fucking loses his shit, and he starts crying at the very end of it, and he says, quoting, he's like, and lastly, I would like to thank my beautiful wife, Carrie Lipton, who did me the small service of redefining the universe. Oh, you are, you know. Thank you so much. Thank you to Michael Montgomery, who has the temerity and the tenacity to mic me. And Rosie Schwarzenbaum. God bless you, Rosie. Every day comes into work
and puts creams and bases and olive hues on my visage. And Don Tittlecoff, who brings me my special teas and ointments, Don Tittlecoff. You are God's own personal warrior. And thank you to God. Thanks to God for allowing me to be the vessel with which he speaks. Thank you to my students who are so ignorant and dumb. They allow me to look superior in next to them. And put up with my innate bullshit. I am the greatest. I am James Lipton. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.